What's up, y'all? It's Mike Pierce, aka Mike the Movie Guy. I'm here to do another Audio Boo movie review, and we're going to talk about Chernobyl Diaries. Yes, it actually at theaters May 25th, brought to you by Warner Brothers Pictures. And as you can tell by my voice, how it's starting to go down now, it's because I was very disappointed in this movie. Yes, the guy that brought you the original story was the guy that brought us this movie was Oren Peli, and he is the guy that gave us Paranormal Activity. Now, just know that you see his name and Paranormal Activity, and you immediately think this is going to be just no. So don't go into this movie thinking that it is going to be like Paranormal Activity. One thing I give it, this guy definitely knows how to make a trailer, because I watched the trailer and I was sold. I was like, yes. And when I saw it, I was like, no. Let me tell you about Chernobyl Diaries. It's basically about six tourists who go on this extreme tour with a tour guide. And I'm not going to tell you how they get there, blah, blah, blah. So if you watch the movie, I don't want to ruin that part. But once they get to this the city of Pripyat, which is basically the city where these nuclear reactors exploded. And so these are real – the Chernobyl nuclear reactors do exist. It wiped out an entire city. It still goes down right now. They got radiation and all that crap and everything else there. So I'm never going to go there. No. But these six people decided, they're like, let's go on an extreme tour. And so they get there. Once they get there, they start noticing a lot of crap that's not right and everything. And then they decide, you know what? Let's just get the hell out of here. It's time to go back and get a McDonald's Big Mac. And once they get to the vans, they realize that the van has been screwed with and parts have been ripped out. They don't know what's going on. So they decide that they're going to stay there. And, you know, they'll walk out the next day. Well, crap starts to happen. I'm not going to tell you. But it's definitely not what you think. I mean, I thought it was going to be like Hills Have Eyes. And but I don't want to ruin it for you in case you want to see it. Just know that I was let down. The movie ending for me sucked. The trailer is definitely better than the movie for me. I did like the fact that there were some hot chicks in it. That was cool. Other than that, a couple of jumpy parts. But yeah, you're better off, my opinion, waiting for Redbox, Amazon, Netflix, whatever you want to do. I don't think you'd want to waste your – I wasted my money in the theater. I should have waited, but I'm a horror freak and I wanted to watch it. So how many popcorns do I give it? I give it 2 out of 5. 2 out of 5 popcorns, just for the fact that there were some hot chicks in the movie. That's pretty much it. So there it is, Chernobyl Diaries. It's playing in theaters. If you want to check it out, hey, let me know if you saw it or if you plan on seeing it. Let me know what you thought. Maybe I'm wrong. My opinion, stay away. Check out my Twitter @MikeTheMovieGuy. And always, always check out my blog, iWatchMike.com. Peace.